Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I want to talk about coaching. Last week, Michelle Hammonds shared with us about coaching and her having coached over 7,500 hours of one-on-one sessions. And I thought it might be important to share my journey with working with coaches and hiring coaches over the last, about 11 years. So I sat down and did an activity, an exercise that a coach recommended that I do. And that was my journey to get from where I was to where I am now. And it was way more than I thought it was. Like, you just forget things or you take things for granted. And as I started listing the coaches I have hired, some of them have been high dollar, some of them have been for just little 4-week online programs. I'm sure I have forgotten some, but hang on to your hat, ladies and gentlemen. I've hired 24 coaches in 11 years for various reasons. Every one of them promised something big. Some delivered in one way, some delivered in another. I'm going to say for the most part, we haven't had that full blown. They delivered exactly what I paid for. Part of that is my fault. I'm really big at saying yes and maybe not getting enough detail or enough information. But I've hired 24 coaches and been in various programs. And through this journey, I have become a certified coaching specialist. That was my first certification. A certified professional behavioral analyst, and that is certified in DISC behavioral profiles. I love doing those. Change style facilitator, which is how you respond to change. A soul care coach, which is tied to reading Akashic records. A success principles trainer. A Holy Fire Reiki practitioner, levels 1 and 2. An Akashic Records reader, which is tied directly back to Soul Care Coach. I'm certified in Emotion Code, Body Code, and Belief Code, as well as being a certified high performance coach through the Growth Institute, I believe is what it's called. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 9 things I use pretty regularly in my business. Because of one of the coaches, I'm a best-selling author. The majority of the books that were bestsellers were books I wrote 100% on my own. And then I believe 3 years of being in a compilation book that was a bestseller and an international bestseller. I am a success principles trainer, and that led me to write the book, 12 Minutes to Success, which has also been a talk, and I'm working on creating a program around that specifically. I have a top-tier podcast called Destined for Success. It has almost 28,000 unique downloads, and in case you didn't know, if you download a podcast on your phone because you want to listen to it later, and then you do it on your computer, it only counts as one. So when I say 28,000 unique downloads, those are 28,000 individual people, which to me is humongous considering I'm not like a celebrity influencer type person. I am certified in Holy Fire Reiki levels 1 and 2, and I do use this pretty regularly. A soul care coach, which is reading Akashic Records, which are the messages on your soul. If you will, it's a peek into the Book of Life that's discussed in the Bible. And by the way, for those of you who haven't heard it before, I was born on a Monday. My first time in church was the following Sunday. I've always been a believer. I believe in the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and you're not going to convince me otherwise. I am an inspirational international speaker. I have spoken in Mexico and Spain and Jamaica and on a cruise ship. So who knows? I was in international waters on that little sucker. I am a certified high performance coach, as well as emotion code, body code, and belief code practitioner. And I am certified in all of those. There are people that I've heard of, like rumors, it's a rumor, that practice emotion code, body code, and belief code, but they are not certified, which is fine as long as you're not getting paid for it. Like when you start getting paid for things, then you need to be certified in that methodology. And there are other methodologies out there that you don't have to be certified in. Nobody would check up on you. It's fine. I'm just such a rule follower that I wanted to be certified in all the things that I was working on. And why does this matter? Like in the grand scheme of things, why does it matter? Everything I have learned, or something I have learned from every coach I've ever worked with, I've taken forward and I've shared with somebody else, or I've implemented it myself. I've trained over 10,000 people. I quit counting at 10,000. I thought that was just a lot. But I would have never known that if I hadn't worked for a coach who had a document that we were to fill out if we were going to teach something or we wanted to be a speaker somewhere. And it put all the information about our talk, our training, and our needs for it. Do I need a computer? Do I need a projector? Do I need a microphone? All those things to put in, like, I'm going to come speak here and I need these things. I hadn't thought about that. So in this one document, you put all of that information so that if you're going to go speak somewhere or train somewhere, you've got all the pieces together. It also could help with social media and marketing, because if you had a big thing coming up, you could turn that over to your social media person so they knew what you were doing and they could put together all of the social media posts or long content, short form, or build that funnel for you, however it worked out. And working through that, I started writing down all the classes I had taught for the great state of Oklahoma. And I ended at 10,000. And when I think about it now with COVID and all the classes that I taught for COVID or during COVID when the state offices were shut down for live trainings, it's got to be way over 15,000 now. Like it's got to have been a lot. I also include that number of people that are in the audience when I'm doing a keynote speech, or if I do a breakout session at some type of conference, I count those people too. So I haven't really figured out if there's a special way to say that, but it's like I've trained over 10,000 people, and I know that absolutely to be true. Why does that matter? It matters because I'm helping develop leaders. My focus originally in my business was training leaders, because I feel like having been a manager when I was very young and I worked for a company that was very progressive and sent all the managers to a lot of training, which was awesome. And then I went to the federal government, and management training was what reports had to be done, and how to put somebody on a performance improvement plan when they weren't performing well. It wasn't personal development or growth as a person. And I don't know how to say this any more clearly. If you are not growing personally and professionally, if you're still in the workforce in some capacity, then you're dying. You're either growing or you're dying. You're living or you're dying. I love learning. I love learning new things. And oh, it just hit me. I'm certified in like 5 levels of law of attraction, mostly surrounded around wealth, the law of attraction around wealth and money. So there's a lot, but I love learning and I love learning new things and I love growing. I also love sharing it with other people. And as a coach myself, I think one of the hardest thing is you have to guide the client to come up with their own solutions. Now, hold on, hear me out here. I used to get really chapped, especially like in elementary school, when I would say, I don't know how to spell merchandise. And the teacher would say, well, go look in the dictionary. Well, is it M-E-R-C-K? Like, how do you, S? Like, how do you get started? Or I remember specifically one time, the word could either start with a C or an S. And she said, look it up in the dictionary. And I'm like, okay, where do I start? So as a coach, I really like to be able to help people find that starting place. And as you know, I call myself the 12-minute success coach because I help people break those huge goals down into smaller bite-sized pieces so they actually make progress. They can really chip away at it and realize their big dreams and big goals. So it all comes together in the end. I haven't always walked away with what I would consider the financial return on investment, ROI, if you will, from some coaches, but I always came away with something valuable and important. So if you've hired coaches in the past and you're like, oh, this didn't work out for me, it wasn't a good fit, or they didn't deliver what they said they would, all those things can be true, but you also got something out of it. If you take a step back and go, yeah, I got something out of it. Yep, I did. I want to do this. I want to be this kind of person. I want to show up this way. What actor is it? Is it, holy smokes, he's super famous. Is it Anthony Hopkins, maybe? And he has a lot of coaches. He has a nutrition coach because when he's on Broadway, he's on there for hours and he's got to have the proper nutrition to keep him going. And he has a physical coach like strength training and cardio. So again, for the stamina to do the things he wanted to do. And I believe there is a coach if he's doing theater and a different coach if it's going to be a movie, if it's going to be on film. And he has a voice coach. Like, he's got so many coaches. So when you think about it, you're like, oh, I have this coach. And that coach could be serving you very well. But you just need to know, as a coach, all of us have our specialties. We all have our areas of expertise and how we can help you the most. And you might need somebody else to fill in the gaps. Because, I mean, contrary to popular belief, I don't know everything. I don't know it all. But if I don't, I might know somebody who does. But that's like the importance of coaching and how it has changed the trajectory of my life, especially over the last, I don't know, since January of 2020, actually, is when I started a path of really deeper spiritual development, spiritual growth, spiritual healing. I believe that my spirituality is my personal relationship with the Lord and the heavenly hosts. And my religion is where I share and interact with other people that are like-minded with similar beliefs. So having a coach really changed my life in so many ways, in so many great ways. I had a baking business for a while called Pie Love You Desserts, and that came because a coach, which is on my list of 24, said, oh my gosh, I see this vision for you, and it sounded really great. But I didn't do my research. Let's be clear. I did not. And as it turns out, she had never helped anyone get a baking business going. She didn't know the laws of the great state of Oklahoma. And every call would be, you need to go research this. You need to go research that. And I thought, holy crap, Bully, that's why I thought I hired you. And so as we got down the path, I hired another coach to help me with my baking business. And it was another catastrophe. Like, they are wonderful women. I love them in so many ways. But, yeah, it wasn't a fit. It absolutely was. Neither one of them were a fit. Great ladies. A lot of respect for them both. But they had no idea what they were talking about. And got me all excited about something that I didn't want to do. Let's face it, I don't want to stand and bake for 8 hours a day, pie after pie. I'm now seeing things all over the internet where these young ladies are like, hey, I bake one day a week, and I'm making a pretty substantial living. I really considered signing up for some of those classes to see what all I was doing wrong. But I've officially shut down my baking business and the bank account, so I don't do that anymore. I just do it for fun and for friends and family. So I've taken that off the deal. But why did I start a baking business in the first place? Did you ask me that? Have I heard that question? In addition to being a great baker, and then having taken cake decorating class, which included cookie decorating, and then other cookie decorating classes. So, I didn't even add those to my list. Super amazing people. Most all of them have been women, actually. I was going to say most of them women, but nope, they were all women. And I did that because I had a coach who would say, just go do this, then that will happen. Here, let me give you my entire PowerPoint deck. You make modifications where you need, create a webinar, and create a 4 to 6 week program, and do the webinar, and people will buy, and then you're done. And then, like, money's coming in. Just do this, then that will happen. And while I was in her paid group at that point, it was the last interaction in that capacity, and she asked how things were going. It was a small group, and everybody had to stand in front of the group, and I said, well, I'm just completely taken aback by the word just. I've heard just do this, then that will happen, and my experience is that doesn't happen. And oh my word, like shooting daggers at me, I never promised you anything. Of course she didn't. But she said, just do this, then that will happen. So I get triggered by the word just. And I try really hard when I'm working with people not to say, just do this, because it's triggering. And what works for one person may not work for you. They might have a different approach. They may not be quite as assertive. And there might be a different path for you. But take the great things that you learned from them and the lessons you learned from them and implement them the best way that you can. Because we can't get through this life without help, without coaches, without people to help us get there. It might have started out being a teacher, or I played softball, I was in gymnastics, I was in ice skating. I did multiple things, and we all had coaches, teachers, trainers in there. So it's a part of life. But I think as an adult, we think we're supposed to get it all and know it all. And I heard somebody say recently, oh, my boss called her life coach. And there was a little bit of snarkiness in that. And I thought it was hilarious because I'm all of those things. I'm a life coach, a high performance coach, a soul care coach. I'm a energy healer, which is another type of coach. I got a lot of coaching hats, and I wear them proudly, and I do. And if you're ever interested in what I do or how I might be able to help you get unstuck, move to the next level, get back on that journey of growth instead of decline, book a call. My link to book a call is yoursuccesscall.com. Book a call and let's talk about it. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and this is Destined for Success. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.